Ties between the intelligence agencies of Pakistan and the United States have been severely strained since the killing of Osama bin Laden in a covert U.S. raid in Pakistan in May. Both sides have attempted to play down the tensions through public statements, but the expulsion of American security personnel by Pakistan and the suspension of some U.S. military assistance have highlighted the distrust on both sides. In an interview with VOA, U.S. Ambassador to Pakistan Cameron Munter acknowledges that the bin Laden raid was a setback for bilateral ties.
I think in the wake of what happened on May 2nd, there was a great deal of consternation on the side of Pakistan because of the issue of the sovereignty, the question that was raised there. There were the questions that were raised in the United States because people didn't know about the role or not, the whether there was a role of Pakistani authorities in him being here. This was a source of a great amount of unhappiness on both sides because there were questions that couldn't be answered.
But after months of their tense relationship playing out in public, this week the Pakistani military made a rare public acknowledgement that U.S. agents provided key information that helped them plan the successful raid that captured senior Al-Qaeda planner Yunus al-Muritani along with two aides. Army spokesman Major General Athar Abbas says the authorities watched the group for months.
We have been on alert. We have been following the case since last October when it was surfaced that there is a group which will pose threat to the outside world. We have been connecting dots. And therefore, when we found out that they are there in the suburbs of Quetta, then we conducted this raid.
Hassan Askari Rizvi is a former head of the Political Science Department at Punjab University. He says the announcement is a sign the relationship is getting back on track.
This shows that the two agencies are now cooperating, and they need to do that because that's how they can produce results, and hopefully there will be continued cooperation and they will be able to overcome the differences that had developed between the two authorities.
Professor Askari Rizvi says important disagreements remain.
They still diverge on certain matters, whether to take action in North Waziristan and also on the issue of presence of American intelligence and security personnel in Pakistan.
Pakistan has resisted U.S. pressure to mobilize its forces against militants of the Haqqani network based in North Waziristan border region. U.S. Ambassador Munter says he expects the two countries will be able to re-establish their anti-terror cooperation to where it was before the bin Laden operation.
Even though there may be a broad question conceptually, where are we going and what is the relationship? The body of the relationship is there and will remain there, and I'm optimistic and we're going to make a lot of progress in the years to come.
U.S. intelligence officials have said in recent weeks that the death of Al-Qaeda's chief Osama bin Laden, followed by the killing or capture of other top lieutenants, have dealt a serious blow to the terrorist network. But they have given no indication of scaling back U.S. drone strikes, which remain highly controversial in Pakistan and a continuing source of tension between the two governments. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.